Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the EDG Sports Network, home of the Unsung Sports Grid. Visit us at edgsports.com and follow us across the socials for up-to-the-minute sports news. This podcast is the property of EDG Sports, LLC. Now, it's time for the show.
Welcome to Padtastic, the show you need to follow if you're a Pats fan. We're here live talking the Sweets tailgate, Sunday fun day, stumbles, fumbles, and all Patriots rumors. With the Silver Bullet and me, Janiac, if you have questions, give us a call, 516-387-1702. We are live, and we are here at least for the next 30 minutes, waiting for my pal Keith to dial in. I haven't seen him yet. So we're going to start talking about, well, North Carolina was obviously huge. It was a solid win on the road for the Patriots. This team is starting to roll. Jamie Collins is back batting down passes and doing his crazy athletic feats. He is exactly the player we needed to spark this defense into full throttle. The Billustrator has given up on fashion. He's doing nothing but watching film, and it shows. I feel like he needs a Netflix warning at the end of certain tapes that say, hey, Bill, it's time to shower and go to the stadium now. Do you have an outfit ready? We saw him go viral over the weekend with some of his, his interesting choice to arrive at the stadium with, let's put it that way. But he is all about finding a way to win, and we as Pat fans are loving it. They had a massive, absolutely massive showing in North Carolina. It sounded like a home game for the Pat fans watching at home. I had a couple people say, are they playing at Gillette? I was like, no, they're actually in North Carolina. They're like, they're cheering for you guys. I'm like, no, we just have a huge contingency of fans that went down there. And then CBS gave Pats fans at home an extra special treat. They treated us with a full Darnold ghost graphics package because he can't stop seeing ghosts. This defense has terrorized this quarterback since he came into the league as a rookie. I almost feel bad for him now. It was absolutely hilarious. So there was definitely a lot of fun that was had over the weekend. I'm still waiting for Keith to come in so he could give us an update, but I will keep talking until we hear him chime in. It's that wonderful time of the year, though. Cue the Mariah Carey music. It's holiday shopping time. Everybody get out there, get your stuff done early. We know that there's huge holdups everywhere, but you know what? You don't even have to leave the house because we have all the fan gear you need right here at E2G Sports. No need to leave the couch.
Looking for all your game day gear? Hi, edgsports.com/shop for all your upcoming season needs. Powered by Fanatics. That's edgsports.com/gear. Brought to you by Fanatics.
And if you go to Keith's Instagram, you can score an awesome Patriots Igloo cooler. So get ready to put that under the tree for your favorite family member or Patriots fan. It's time to start talking all about Patriots rumors. The Pats are rolling in Mac Jones style now. So let's get into it. The number one rumor on all Patriots fans' minds this week is OBJ. Will he or won't he? Personally, I'm okay if we get him. I know folks have a lot to say about this, especially about his locker room spirit slash toxicity. There's a lot of back and forth about this. Everyone also said that about Moss. Those of us that remember Moss and loved him know that he was definitely also someone who had a locker room issue, but turned it around when he came to the Patriots because he found his home. And then we also tried it with Ocho Cinco, another huge wideout receiver. He actually just couldn't quite grasp the playbook. We just couldn't make it happen for him. I feel bad because I always liked his personality, much like Cam. But big news is Cam actually got reunited with Carolina this morning. The news came out over the wire. So congratulations, Cam Newton. We're glad you weren't there when we played them, and we hope you can turn it around for the Panthers again. You deserve another shot. We loved you, and we loved your spirit in New England. Keith, are you here yet? Oh, there he is. Hold on one second. Hello?
Keith, hello.
Is that you?
That is me.
What is the 774 number? What's going on?
Well, unfortunately, I'm out and about, and this is my company's phone. But on the cam, I'm actually, again, I'm with you on that. That I'm very glad he actually got a phenomenal. He got $10 million, which is pretty crazy because we only gave him like $1.5 million last year. But
yeah.
I'm glad that we were holding spot for him, you know, for the year, and that he's reunited in Carolina, and hopefully that's where he'll hopefully retire in the next year or so.
Absolutely, and there's a rumor that just broke online literally as I was logging on that OBJ has decided to go to the Rams. I'm not sure if it's true. It came out over the wire. It still says it's a rumor, so I'm sure we're going to see lots of this. Until he comes out with an actual statement, I'm not going to claim he went anywhere. What are your thoughts on if he comes to the Patriots?
Yeah, I again, I'm with you on that. The whole, I don't know if it's a rumor, because I also heard a rumor that him and his manager were in at Gillette yesterday. So
yeah,
six of one, a half dozen the other, you know, just like until it's confirmed by either, you know, a team and or OBJ himself, I'm not going to believe anything.
Exactly. And what do you think about if he decides to come to the Patriots and the Patriots cut a deal with him?
I'm very happy with that, because I do still think that he has a lot of gas in the tank. And I'm not sure if everyone's aware, but OB and Bill have a very good relationship. They've always congratulated each other after different games. And I think that that's what OBJ wants. He actually wants to be with a coach that, you know, wants to see everything out of them and get a win. And as he knows right now, we're on the road, you know, to being either A, the best in our division, and or a wild card. So let's just see how the next few weeks goes. And if we had OBJ, then guess what? That's another weapon that Mac will have. And I'm sure he had even said in one of his press conferences that he's looking forward to OBJ coming, because he knows that he would bring, you know, talent that we definitely can use.
Yeah, he definitely provides that opportunity to bump and spin and create some separation and be that quick slant person that we seem to be missing right now in our regular offensive scheme. So I think, you know, Bill's really careful about who he lets into the locker room. I don't think he's going to let anybody into the locker room that's going to provide any toxicity there. I think much like he did with Moss, OBJ is going to come in. He's going to be here because he wants to win. He wants a ring. He wants to be that star. He thrived under Coughlin. He started to fall apart after Coughlin. I think he craves that type of environment, and he succeeds in that type of environment where the coach has most of the control. So moving on to Mac Jones, he has been under fire this week for his stop of Burns on the strip sack on Sunday. I loved his response yesterday. It was very Belichickian. When asked if he was going to apologize by one of the reporters, he responded very bluntly, "That has been addressed." And I think that is just amazing, because there is nothing that is truer. Burns has had his 15 minutes, and you know what? It's up. He just won't let it go. It wasn't dirty. It was actually Burns' fault for trying to twist out of the grip. But instead of moving on, the guy doubled down and actually wished other defensive ends happy hunting on Jones this week. I think that's completely ridiculous, and I just can't get over it. He needs help. What is your take on this, Keith?
I believe exactly as you said. I do think you can't see the perspective of what Mac was looking at. He wasn't sure where the ball was, or, you know, if he had the ball. So, you know, what can you actually say unless you're actually there? If, you know, Mac, you know, of course, you know, was a stand-up guy and he actually did already apologize and, you know, he did it between them, well, then guess what? That's between them. And then it all depends on if the NFL even comes out and says, okay, we're going to fine you. You know how many players have dirty hits, especially on quarterbacks, and then we don't see that because they're in a pile and someone's down there, and as they said, they're checking their oil, they're kneeing them in the ribs, you know, they're kneeing them in, you know, in the groin. Like, seriously, there's a lot of – I mean, I know because I was, you know, an offensive lineman myself playing football, and there's a lot of dirty stuff that goes on that they try to keep from the refs, you know, because you're in a pile, and what goes on under the pile is only between the men under the pile. So
yeah, and let's not even talk. Yeah, and he almost killed Harris on the play just before that play, and he didn't get any calls on that. And then look at everything they were doing to Judon on Sunday was ridiculous. The fact there wasn't any penalties on what was going on, it was outrageous.
Again, I think the problem with that is Judon needs to learn how to be an actor. He needs to act it out like some of these other players know. Hey, listen, if someone's grabbing me, then act like it's, you know, it's more than it actually is, and you'll finally get a call. And I think that's the problem is, like, he just, you know, to the chin and just keeps on trucking, and then the refs look at it like, oh, well, I guess it really isn't anything, so I'm not going to bother to throw a flag so it has to be overturned later on. And I think that's hopefully something that, you know, he'll learn going forward that, hey, listen, you know, they're raping me left and right, and the refs are letting them get away with it because I'm, you know, I'm just pushing forward through it, and it's looking like it's less than it actually is to the refs who can actually see it. Even when you see a ref's only like 6 to 8 feet away, how do they not see, you know, them grabbing his helmet, you know, and or, you know, a horse collaring him? It's just, it's ridiculous. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's outrageous when you look at how many times he was, you know, really mauled on Sunday. It was unbelievable that none of those flags were thrown. Good news is for us, though, Sunday's injury report on the Patriots side is improving, especially in the O-line. We had a Trent Brown sighting at practice this week, and he returned without limitation. We do have a lot of concussion protocol going on with our running back troops, Harris, Stevenson, and Gunner. So we'll see who mates it this Sunday for sure. Judon actually did not practice yesterday, so he could enjoy the birth of his third child. So congratulations, Matt. So excited for you, and we wish you nothing but the best, and we know you're going to play your heart out for him on Sunday for sure. Any other thoughts on what's going on with our running back troops, Keith?
No, I mean, a lot of, you know, hopes and, you know, wishes that everyone that's, you know, been injured is going to be completely recovered. I mean, you know, take your pick. And as you just said, Trent was spotted yesterday at practice. Let's hope that's a good signal that sooner than later, you know, he's going to end up, you know, back on the field, which is where we want him because, you know, the guy's a beast.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right. We've got to give a huge shout-out to our traveling tailgaters for making the team feel at home last week. Even the Reverend delivered a rare Southern sermon on Sunday. Were you there for the sermon, Keith? Or were you already in the
actually,
stadium?
Yes, I was. I was in their group, which was pretty phenomenal. I mean, obviously from the night before. I did get to talk to the Reverend on Saturday night party that we had. And then, of course, Sunday, we had a nice big tailgate group. There was probably upwards of 100 of us in the parking lot. It was just really great to see that kind of a showing, you know, for an away game because it doesn't always happen. You know what I mean? It doesn't all come together like that. And it actually came together really, really well. And, you know, a big, you know, thanks have to go out to the Nashville Pats Fan Association and the Carolina because they stepped up and, you know, what a great time we had. It was almost like being at a home game with a home tailgate.
Yeah, every time we visit down south, I feel like we have an amazing time. So good job and great and huge kudos go out to our traveling tailgaters for sure. Well, you are listening to E to G Sports, the Unsung Sports Grid. This is Patastic with the Silver Bullet and me, Janiac. If you are looking for in-depth Patriots analysis, did you know that E to G Sports is the home of One Patriots Place?
Fancy a podcast about the New England Patriots? Join me, Claire Cassie, Claire Cooper, Steve Ballastreri, and Thomas Murph Murphy as we talk all things Patriots with some of the greatest football minds out there, every week on One Patriots Place, exclusively to E2G Sports.
Welcome back to Patastic. It is time to get into all the details on the tailgating. So traditions and food is first because we have a home game finally after being on the road for 2 weeks, Keith. Welcome back. It's a 1 p.m. game. What are you planning to cook for the crew this weekend?
Okay. Well, so this time I'm doing something a little different. Well,
ooh,
in a way. It's still going to be seafood, but I'm
mm-hmm.
actually going to do some salmon kebabs.
Ooh, yummy.
And, yeah, and we're going to go a little Cajun spices on that. Cajun and lemon. And we're just... This is actually our weekend because actually my buddy Ed said he's going to do some steak tip kebabs. And I said, well, then, you know what? I'll keep with my seafood and I'll do some salmon kebabs. And I'm going to be experimenting on them on Friday night and we'll see how they come out. And if I need to tweak them before Sunday, then, you know, I will. But trying to stay healthy and trying to eat, you know, as much seafood as possible to get all those nutrients. But, yeah. Stick them in the seafood, and we're going to be going with some salmon kebabs.
That is awesome. It sounds delicious. I love that Ed is bringing up the steak. A little surf and turf. Nothing wrong with that. All right, well, I am staying in New York this weekend. We will be hosting the Patriots crew with Fireball, cider, Jello shots. This is super easy. Heat up 2 cups of cider, add a package of unflavored gelatin, let it all melt in there, make sure the gelatin disappears, add 2 cups of freezing cold Fireball. Now that is a hot treat on a cool football Sunday and will definitely pack a punch. You are listening to E to G Sports, the Unsung Sports Grid. This is Patastic with me, Janiac, and the Silver Bullet. This is what you've all been waiting for, tailgate longitude and latitude. It's a home game this week. We both have rocking tailgates at Gillette on opposite sides of Route 1 if you want to join the Sunday Fun Day festivities. It's a 1 p.m. kickoff. The weather is looking great with a high of 52 degrees, 13-mile-an-hour winds, so it's going to be a little brisk out there. How early are you setting up? And remind folks where they can stop by and say hi, Keith.
Well, since Gillette decided this year that instead of the 4-hour pre-tailgate, they bumped it up to 5. So my tailgate crew is meeting at 8 a.m., and we're going to convoy straight in. Yep. We're in P3 over by where the train station is, somewhere about pole 310 to 312. And we'll be setting right up. We're actually, my buddy Ed is starting with breakfast. We're going to be doing some English muffin and bagel sandwiches with eggs, bacon, sausage, and cheese. My tailgate hottie, Valerie, has the middle grill, and she usually does wings and ribs and chicken. And then, of course, I myself, I'm going to be doing my regular seafood with my baked stuffies and this week's specialty, which is going to be the salmon kebabs. So
that
if you're in and around...
Amazing.
Yeah, if you're in and around, please feel free to stop by, say hello to my crew, do a shot with us, and let's go after the Browns and get the big W and another win, and then on to Atlanta next week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you can stop by Tailgater 2000 at P10 North Pole 5207. Check out the Air Band stage. The Reverend will give his sermon 1 hour before kickoff. And, of course, the state police always come over to say hello on the horses. So lots of fun for the kids as well over in the RV lot. So feel free to stop by, say hi, and do a shot of holy water. All right, it is time to pick 'em. The AFC East is heating up. The Pats are in second place, but we got a battle here between the Bills and us. So let's see what happens, especially if we win on Sunday. The Pats host the Browns. We are 1.5-point favorites. And this is what I am calling the game of the week. Looking at the docket, this is going to be a battle. The Patriots are back home for the first time in 2 weeks. The Boogeyman's defense has been resurrected. Mayfield is hurt. He has an ankle and a shoulder issue. He has been very limited in practice this week. We're not sure about his running back troops. Both of them are on IR COVID list. There are some questions whether or not Chubb will be able to start. So that will actually help us. But the Browns D, of course, is number 3 right now, ranked in the NFL. They are strong, though a little banged up from last week's divisional battle. Who do you think is going to take this match, Keith?
Well, of course, I got to go with the Patriots because, number one, we're at home. And there is a, you know, we do have the point advantage. But I just think that we're, you know, that hungry. And then, of course, if we find out in the next 24 to 48 hours that OBJ is, you know, on our roster, then that's a game changer because, as we know, he knows all the plays in and around the Browns. So time will tell.
It is true. It is true. It is true. And the Bills actually travel down to the swamp in the Meadowlands. They are 13-point favorites. The wheels actually fell off the wagons in Buffalo last week with their loss against the Jags. It almost was like, I couldn't even believe that game. It was really surprising. I think they spring back this week and the offense, their offense finally starts to click and they start delivering what they were delivering at the beginning of the year. They had to, I think, shake some rust off. I'm not sure. By the way, I am taking the pass as well. We don't need to get into all the reasons around that. But I think the Pats win at least by a field goal in that matchup against the Browns. So who do you think? Do you think the Bills are going to succeed with more than 13 points over the Jets? What do you think? Keith?
Yeah, I do. I think that the Jets just don't have anything going on, and the Bills are just going to, you know, wipe them across the field, unfortunately, you know. But who knows? Maybe the Jets have a couple of tricks up their sleeves, and as we can see, the Bills have not been up to par. So my thought is that Allen might have a little hitch in his step, and, you know, he could be having some issues with his throwing arm. But, hey, one more week, we'll see what happens. But, you know, for 1 week, I'm a Jets fan, so go Jets.
There you go. There you go. I think I'm going to take the points on this and the Jets as well. I'm not quite sure Allen's offense is ready to start firing on all cylinders. They're dealing with some injuries. I believe they will definitely win this game, but not by 13 points. So I will take the points there. The Finns host the Ravens. They're getting 7.5 points. Miami continues to struggle on offense, but the Ravens struggle on defense. I'm surprised by the spread here. I would think it might be a little bit more given the Ravens' offensive prowess. What do you think about this?
It all depends on how healthy Miami ends up with this week. I haven't been following it with too much going on anyway, but I do think that it might be a closer game that they're saying. I mean, it might end up being like a 3-point, you know, to a 6-point game. So I think time will tell, but, you know, I'm not a big fan of either team. So let's keep it going. And let's say, who wouldn't love a tie game?
Yeah, a tie game would be interesting for sure. I think the Ravens manhandle the Finns at home, and Lamar Jackson just actually turns on the fire here. I like the Ravens by 10. We will see what happens. All right, so that is it for this episode of Pattastic. Have a blast at the game this Sunday. Get loud. Make sure the Browns know they're at Gillette Stadium and turn it all around for us here. Thanks again for listening to E2G Sports, the Unsung Sports Grid. We'll see you back here next week on Pattastic. And it will be live from Atlanta, right, Keith?
Oh, yeah. Heading to Atlanta next Thursday morning. So let's see how this goes. One more away game, another W. I haven't been to a single losing away game this year, so let's go.
All right, let's go, let's go. Don't forget to get vaccinated, wear a mask, and, of course, roll Pats. Have a great trip. Have fun on Sunday, Keith. We'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.